When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to my channel. Cheating story.
I destroyed my family, broke the love of my life, traumatized my kids. I ruined everything for nothing. Repost. I got a lot of nasty messages in my original posting. I guess I deserve that. I didn't want it, but my husband suggested I repost so other maybe can learn and not do the same mistake. I will not use this account moving forward apart from the PM dialogues I have with a few select people to help me. Edit. I've had a PM dialogue with my husband. I found out he posted a few days ago. We have agreed to meet later today. I will pick myself up for the sake of my children. And I will fight for my marriage. I know I have no right to, but I refuse to give up. My heart won't let me. I will fix myself. I know how broken I am. Reading the comments here was incredibly painful, but thanks to all of you, I have managed to get myself out of bed and I know what I want to do. It remains to be seen if I am successful. But at least I will try. I don't know how yet, but I will try to figure it out. Dash. I don't really know where to begin. I have destroyed my family. My husband is leaving me and my children don't even want to be in the same room. My sister suggested I post here to maybe get some advice. It took a lot of effort to even type this out. I have been crying for weeks and I found that I was lying to myself. Trying to make myself look better in this story. What hope is there when I can't even be honest to just me? All alone by myself? I am in a terrible state, so this is a bit all over the place. Sorry about the wall of gibberish in advance. I am 38F, my husband is 39M, we have 4 children, 15 to 8 years, and we have been together since I was 16, married 18 great years. I had an affair, it felt great for a while. Now in hindsight I know it was all a delusion, a fantasy. Now I am so ashamed I don't know the words to even describe it. I can't even look at myself in the mirror, everybody hates me including my own sister who is the only person that would take me in. My sister is also a cheater BTW, her fiancé left her for it. Still she yells at me constantly telling me what a piece of S I am. She found out about my affair early on. She warned me I was on a path to disaster if I didn't stop immediately and come clean. I was too selfish and stupid to see that, I was too wrapped up in myself to listen to her. So I refused to stop, she in turn cut me out of her life until she picked me up. My husband started divorce proceedings and don't even want to talk to me, I don't know how, or even if I can fix any of this. He has said he would come and talk to me the last 3 days but he hasn't showed up. I can't blame him. I hurt him so badly, I broke him, my family, my children and myself and I wish so much I could take their pain away and just disappear.
All I do is stay in bed staring at the ceiling, hating myself. Whenever it is quiet, it feels like my heart is trying to escape from my chest. I get panic attacks where I struggle to breathe, I am hardly able to eat. Whenever I fall asleep, in my nightmares I see my husband's pain and him looking at me without love in his eyes. The therapist I have been seeing believes this maybe started for me about 3 years ago. My best friend from school died suddenly from cancer, she never married. She was a partner in a law firm and had an extravagant lifestyle. I have always admired her. I have a okay career in marketing and have been a stay-at-home mom for long periods when our children were small. The time at home with my children was the best time of my life. For some reason I started re-examining my life when my friend died. Especially what I hadn't done. I became very critical of myself. I started feeling inadequate. My self-esteem plummeted. I had only ever been with my husband, and I started to resent him for it. Like he had denied me romance and experiences or something. In reality, I twisted it around in my head. It was me that actually pursued him. I was the one that wanted marriage and a family. I felt like I should have done better with my life, experienced more, done more. Somehow I managed to blame my husband for all of it. I didn't actually talk to him about it, throat down I knew it was just stupid. Still I grew resentful, and gradually over time, I would push my husband away. I had no reason at all to feel this way. I had a loving attentive husband, happy healthy children, a good job, great sex life, hobbies, good health, nice vacations, friends, great extended family, good economy. My life was wonderful by most measures. Of course it wasn't perfect, but whose is? My younger sister got engaged around this time. She had been a bit of a party animal growing up and her fiancé was wonderful. I became jealous of her, like her life had been better than mine somehow. My sister cheated on her fiancé before they got married, and he left her. She was devastated. She has told me that it's her biggest regret, but it's only now that the shoe is on my foot that I understand her. Somehow I got obsessed with her cheating. I started having fantasies about it, dreaming about it. So about 7 months ago, I started to respond to flirting from a younger married co-worker. It turned into an emotional affair almost immediately. I loved the attention, he knew just what to say somehow. The first 2 months was a whirlwind, so exciting, a massive rush. During this time I neglected my husband and my family. I would deny my husband intimacy and I treated him very poorly. Somehow I managed to resent him for what I was doing. I blamed him for the guilt I was feeling. Looking back I clearly see how much I hurt him. I saw the pain on his face. Pain I so easily ignored at the time. I remember how hard he tried to win me back. But at the time, I somehow managed to justify in my mind that what I was doing was my right, I deserved it. In my mind everybody should just be happy for me. I managed to convince myself that I was entitled to this affair, that it was good for me and that nothing else mattered. It's turned from an emotional to a physical affair at around 2 months. The sex was mediocre at best, my AP was a very selfish lover. When it turned physical, the excitement I felt during the emotional affair started to slowly die off. I kept the affair going, I wanted that initial excitement back. But the more time I spent time with the AP the less I felt that initial rush. We never had a real or throat emotional connection. It was just pretend. Still I actually believed I loved him. I was also starting to feel more and more guilty for what I was doing. I took it out on my husband. Somehow I managed to blame him for how I felt and was absolutely terrible to him. Then I felt guilty for that, blamed him for that too and treated him even worse because of it. Around 2 months into the physical affair, I noticed a drastic change in my husband's behavior. He stopped trying to initiate intimacy. He stopped all the little things he used to do for me. He used to leave love notes around for me to find. Normally he would be going out of his way to make me laugh or smile. He used to kiss and hug me all the time and make this little joyful sound when he did so. He stopped including me in his life, he would not even engage me in conversation. He used to make my favorite meals on the days I had to work late. Now he didn't even make a plate for me when he made normal dinner. He would only make food for himself and the kids. I tried arguing with him about it but he just left the house without even saying a word. I didn't want to accept it, I was in denial, but I know now that he had completely disconnected from our relationship already. The affair with AP deteriorated quickly after that, still it continued for almost over a month before I finally broke it off with my AP. Strangely enough I haven't had any desire to have any more contact with him. I started going to individual counseling. My therapist pretty much spelt it all out for me, still it didn't sink in. I refused to come clean. I started to desperately try to reconnect with my husband. I was still in total denial. I managed to convince myself that if I acted like the perfect wife, he would come back to me. My husband showed no interest at all, but he would come around eventually I told myself. I believed the crushing guilt would go away if I could reconnect with my husband. I believed we would return to normal. Stronger than ever. He would never know the full truth of my betrayal. I would dress up the way he likes, spotlessly clean the house, try to initiate, cook his favorite food, anything I could think of. Nothing worked. Even if I tried to just touch his job, he would pull away from me. My husband would barely look at me, he would spend a lot of time out of the house. When I tried to talk to him, in most cases he wouldn't even respond. If he answered at all it would be along the lines of "I don't care." Then he would just leave. Throat down I knew I had lost my husband, I just refused to accept it. Before this whenever he looked at me, there was always this tremendous amount of love in his eyes. He would rest his eyes on me for long periods of time and just lovingly smile. Now whenever I looked at his eyes the love was gone, and he would barely even glance at me. Still I managed to convince myself that we would be alright. Still I hadn't started to cry. A few weeks ago, My husband was in the kitchen when I came home. He was smiling for the first time in a long time. I sat down and the rest of the conversation is actually a bit blurry, but I found out my husband knew about the affair almost the entire time. At the end of his speech, he told me we should divorce in such a way that he clearly expected me to enthusiastically want a divorce as well. The reality of my actions crashed in on me all at once. I couldn't breathe, I couldn't see clearly, I just couldn't form coherent thoughts or sentences. I don't know how long I sat there babbling, but my sister came and picked me up. She was talking to me in the car. I don't actually know what she said, I think I was in shock. Some days after that, my husband came to talk to me. I had been desperately reading online about ways to fix a marriage after infidelity. I had even prepared a full written confession and a timeline for him. I offered him everything, a post-nup 100% in his favor. Full access to everything. Anything he wanted at any time. Anything at all. If he would just stay with me. He took the timeline, but he didn't even want to read it. I confessed everything, and for a second I saw that pain flash across his face again. The same pain that I had so easily ignored so many times during the affair. Now, even that little that flash was unbearable to me. I could see that he was clearly hiding this pain from me. This hurt me even more. He was still being courteous and fair with me, even though I didn't deserve any of it. Sitting there, I finally had to accept that there was no longer love for me in his eyes. The only thing I could see was distrust and disappointment. As he argued with me, I could no longer deny that this was all my fault. I'd broken my husband's trust. I had broken him. He used to be kind, considerate, open, full of jokes. This new man in front of me that I created. He was somber, an emotional brick wall, a man that only cared about moving on. He explained in excruciating detail how badly I hurt him, how he would never be the same. Without even blinking, he told me that the love he once had for me had died, killed by my choices. He wants to start dating, he even has a woman in mind. He didn't want to cheat like me, so he wants to divorce as soon as possible. I can't really understand how I managed to mess up my life so badly. I have destroyed my family, and now my children will have to suffer through divorce and the pain of growing up in a broken home. At some point after that, I fell unconscious, and I woke up in the hospital. My sister was there, but my husband was not. That devastated me even more. When I came to, I started calling everyone, confessing what I had done. I called the app's wife, his parents, our friends, my employer, I resigned as well. Basically, I called everyone I could think of. Everybody hates me now, and I deserve it. Still, my husband isn't talking to me. I destroyed my family, broke the love of my life, traumatized my kids. And for what? Some cheap thrills? I don't understand how I could do this. Can I get my husband to talk to me? How can I even ask him to do that? How can I ever face my children again? What do I even say to them? I desperately want to repair this, but how could I even start? Is it even possible? I am completely lost. I don't know what to do. I don't see any way out. Comment 1. I know the story from your husband's perspective and have to say, reading it from yours is even harder. Not because of your suffering, but rather because of how little you cared when you saw your husband in pain during your affair. In my opinion, a marriage is built on love, trust, and respect. If your husband will ever be interested in you again is something no one can tell you, but if you want to fight, then you have a tough uphill battle to fight, because you will have to do things that might seem unlogical for you. Start with working on showing him that you can respect him again by accepting whatever he tells you. He now needs distance from you, and if you reach out to him again and again, then you don't respect his wish for distance. Tell him that you are available when he wants to talk, but leave it to him to reach out to you. Don't fight him on the divorce. If he needs that, then let it happen. Respect his wishes. That is the best way to show him that you maybe found your respect for him again. Comment 2. She took out her own guilt on him making his life miserable? Man, my message to my fellow eligible straight men out there, why bother any more getting serious or taking any one of our C underparts seriously or ever settling down? Look at the pool of what we have to deal with. And don't give me that excuse that this is a rare bad case. Her attitude, philosophy, and misery making based in her empowerment that we all hear for the fairer sex nowadays reeks of what pervades society today. The number of good ones are now statistically insignificant in number available to really bother trying, don't you think, my fellow eligible straight gentlemen? It's gonna take an entire turnover for more of us not accepting this anymore, for maybe Gen Z to turn it around. You can do everything right and be close to perfect this side of heaven, and she'll not only betray and destroy you, but literally make him suffer more because of it. Don't trust anymore. Just don't. Love yourself first. Unless you have children or pets, then only then can you love someone else other than yourself. Edit, autocorrect. Comment 3. Brave post. Sorry you got lambasted, flamed, by a bunch of people. Supposedly you came to this forum to confess that you hurt yourself badly. And perhaps ruminate how you hurt others? I don't see what severely criticizing you in a hurtful manner accomplishes. Hopefully you have helped others not make the same mistakes, poor decisions actually, you have. Try to turn lemons into lemonade, at least for someone else. I am sure writing this has been therapeutic for you and I hoped it helped. Very brave of you to out yourself to your friends and family, except your children of course, that is cowardly. You said everybody hates me now, and I deserve it. That is not accurate and you know it. Lots of people are mad at you, lots of people lost respect for you, but they and you will get over it, and you know that as well. Many people have commented that you seem to be supremely self-centered. I tend to agree. Everything is I, me. With a little husband, and children sprinkled in. However, based on your post, from your own perspective it is quite possible that your true intentions are unintentionally obfuscated. Meaning you are not continuing to be self-centered etc., your communication is not coming out the way you really mean it or the way you really are. It sounds like you need to face up to what you are and or have become. It doesn't sound like you are. 1. It does appear as though you are or have become a self-centered narcissist. 2. It appears as though you are supremely manipulative, and pretty good at it. 3. It appears as though you are weak-minded for letting the popular thoughts of the day make you feel entitled, etc. and for not thinking through the consequences for your actions, and even if you did you failed to control yourself enough to avoid severe self-harm. Thinking that being a successful female attorney who is dead is better than having healthy children and a decent but less exciting lifestyle. Did you ever think of the sacrifices attorneys have to make in order to be successful? Painful 60-hour weeks with a troubled marriage are the norm. How could you not know this? 4. It sounds as though you just want to ensure your meal ticket, husband, doesn't leave you with less freedom to have your cake and eat it as well, stability, disposable income, etc. 5. It appears you are an accomplished manipulator when you want a specific outcome. You have used the manipulator's job book to fix your situation, e.g., self-induced health crises. Yes, these mental breakdowns are frequently purposely self-induced, outing yourself for public ridicule, etc. Shirking truly difficult actions for damage control, not telling your children. 6. Using this forum to convince your husband that you are serious, at least at this moment. I hope these appearances are incorrect. However, I suspect they are correct at least to some degree. If they are and you don't fix these issues, you will be right back in the same mess in the future. From what I can tell, your husband has taken you back. I hope you can make this work. For some strange reason, today many women in our society lose interest in their husbands when they take on their spousal duties, and take them seriously. They are no longer the alpha male they respected and admired when they first started dating and married them. True men rise to the occasion and become the responsible adults that love, provide for, and subdue their passions, expensive cars, freedom, and other stuff, for the benefit of their wives and children. Unfortunately, that is not sexy or exciting to most women today. So they are judged to be beta males who deserve to be cheated upon because they are wimps. When in reality that exact opposite is actually true. It is way harder for a man to be a good spouse and father than it is to be a footloose, fancy-free, irresponsible guy who can spend money on himself, his toys and indulge in any passion he wants to, including multiple ladies in his life, etc. Unfortunately, him taking you back has confirmed in your mind that he is the very beta male you specifically cheated on. This is a formula for a second round of cheating in the not-too-distant future. I hope I am wrong. Best of luck. Comment 4. Reality check, you want to save the marriage for you. How does keeping you, a personification of the pain he has endured for months, in his best interest? You are panicking and doing whatever you think will give you the outcome you want. I will fix your questions so the answers will actually benefit your family. Can I get my husband to talk to me? How can I even ask him to do that? Should be, how do I interact with my husband to help him heal from the wounds I have inflicted? Stop the manipulative attitude. Show remorse through your actions. Work to make his life easier, meaning a quick and painless divorce. Contact should be minimal, civil, and solely about the care of the children. How can I ever face my children again? What do I even say to them? Should be, how can I support my children in healing from the wounds I have inflicted on them? Your husband addressed this in his post. He was worried about the emotional health of the children and exploring ways to get them therapy and support. All you seem to be worried about is getting your attention from them. If giving your husband full custody with supervised visitation is what is best for them to heal, that's what you do. I desperately want to repair this, but how could I even start? Is it even possible? Should be, I desperately want to help my family heal from the damage I have caused. How? Brutal, but age-appropriate honesty, let them know who you are and that it is you, not them. I see to fix yourself, now. Minimal contact until you finally accept your issues and can confess them to your family and fix them. Attempting to repair the marriage only serves you, not them. By pursuing reconciliation, are asking them to endure the pain and keep their wounds open to ease your conscience. I am completely lost. I don't know what to do, I don't see any way out. Should be, my family is lost due to my betrayal. How do I help them move on from me? See above. Minimal contact and I see until you fix why you did this to them. Everything, and I mean everything you think, do, and say should be focused on your family's healing. Trying to manipulate them into doing what is best for you is worse than the original betrayal. Comment 5. First, I don't want to be mean, but what did you think would happen when you cheated? You betrayed not only your vows and husband but your children. Cheating should be classified as abuse. The simplest vow in the world, fidelity to one's partner, you violated. In doing so, you betrayed your children and family. Personally, I don't trust cheaters if they can't be trusted in the most basic of vows. How can you be trusted with, say, client information or financial info for a company? What, you would never violate the trust of confidentiality? What about your marriage vows you made? You had a chance and blew it. I think your kids may grow up to hate you. The only chance to get back together is for you not to bed hop after the divorce. For you to be completely open. But personally, I think it is too late for that. I am sorry. I feel bad for you, but you made multiple choices and decisions to violate and disrespect your husband and children. I feel worse for your husband and children. They may never forgive your betrayal. There will always be a little resentment towards you. There will always be a wall, and your children will wonder always what they did to make you hurt them like that. Or if they can never really trust you again. Again, not trying to be mean, but that is the way I see it. I am not very religious, more spiritual than religious, but most religions have prohibitions against adultery. In the ancient polytheist religions, Norse, Greek native religions, one of the most honored and respected gods/goddesses is the ruler of the hearth, home, and fidelity. Also, it sounds to me that if the physical part had been better, you wouldn't really care that you were divorcing. I think your AP also doesn't want to leave his wife for you, so the affair fog was breaking for you. But you mentioned mediocre intimacy twice. Comment 6. It's interesting to get both sides of the story. And yet, you still don't seem to get it. You're still whining about your pain. Fine. But you ignored your husband's pain and even blamed him for causing you to feel guilty. Day by day, you tore his love for you down, piece by piece, until there was nothing left. And then he goes and finds someone else to love. Not just hook up or have a fling, but love. To replace what you destroyed. Think about this. What if the roles were reversed? What if he spent 7 months cheating on you, degrading you, tearing you down, blaming you for everything that went wrong? How do you think that would make you feel? I haven't seen any sign of you reflecting on that. Probably because you're still caught up in your own selfish wants, I can't even say needs. You lack empathy. You lack maturity. You lack character. Can you see now why your husband doesn't want you anymore? The one person he thought he could trust above all others stabbed him repeatedly in the back for months until he gave up and mentally and emotionally left the sham of a marriage. And you still want to see if you can fix this? Your husband already said it's over. So now you have to accept it and move on. First things first, take care of your kids, even if they hate you. Next, work on yourself. Keep going to therapy until you can figure out why you decided, yes, you decided, to cheat. Then work on fixing that. Then see about finding another job. Exercise so you can stay healthy. Maybe after all of that, then you can think about dating again. And maybe you can be really faithful going forward. Comment 7. There's an old saying I grew up with: for a situation such as you've created, you won't get rid of the ghosts you've called upon. Just another way of saying, you've made your bed, lay in it. Well, I'd be a robot if I'd say that I didn't feel any feeling of gratification over the pain you are now reaping, as you've sown it. Karma is slow, but when karma is on your doorstep, karma will slap you so hard you don't know what hit you. You keep asking an impossible question: how can I fix what I broke? Short answer. You can't, and you shouldn't. Your STBXH wants to move on and is decent enough to close one chapter, your marriage, before he moves on and meets women who actually care. Isn't it amazing? You've had everything, literally everything, but you chose to destroy everything for a mediocre SX with an AP? Bravo, 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 standing ovations for the best price in. Play stupid games and win stupid prices. I truly can only shake my head in disbelief that you still don't own the matter you're solely responsible for. So that being said, I hope you'll find a man who cares, once your divorce of your perfect life is final. Maybe, go back to the AP and be happy to dwell in mediocrity. Would serve you well. Comment 8. I have read the post from your husband and now yours. This is the second story where the perspective of the cheater is worse than the perspective of the betrayed. This is not you making a mistake, this was you making a decision that cheating on your husband was something you was going to do. But I will say this, I've never heard a story where a WS was encouraged to cheat by hearing the story of someone else cheating and how their decision brought devastating consequences. Like, I don't know what part of your sister's story about her infidelity told you that cheating was a good idea or something that you needed to do, but whatever the reason, you're here now and there's nothing you can do to undo it. I also find it hard to believe that everything happening was such a shock to you. I mean, you heard how your sister was dumped because she cheated, so I don't know why you were so surprised when your husband is doing the exact same thing your sister's ex did. The sad part was when the affair wasn't exciting, instead of stopping, you kept on going and any guilt you felt was projected negatively on your husband who stayed faithful to you and only loved you. Now that his demeanor changed to not caring about what you did, you thought that you can do all these good things while still lying to him and yourself. You want to fight for your marriage because your heart wouldn't let you? Well, where was that energy when you saw how sad your husband was? Where was that energy when you felt ill in your marriage? You only wanted to fight because the reality of you losing your husband and your marriage was slowly becoming more and more possible, otherwise you would have kept cheating. I'm not saying these things to hurt you, but if I'm being honest, I don't know if I have it in me to sympathize with someone who would rather hurt her husband than admit guilt. You need to let your husband go and let the marriage die. You're just hurting both him and yourself. If he wants to build a new relationship under a different foundation, then he will come to you, but right now I truly believe any hope of you fighting for your marriage was gone the moment you decided that keeping the affair alive was more important than keeping your marriage alive. Right now your priority will have to be your kids, so stop sulking and get your shit together. You messed up your relationship with your husband, so you have to make sure you still have a relationship with your kids in the end. Sorry this post is long. There was so much to take in from your post, and honestly I didn't get halfway through the post without wanting to bang my head against a wall and screaming at my phone on how insane your actions and logic were. I hope this was a lesson you actually learned and never repeat. For your sake, focus on improving yourself for you, not because you think it will encourage your soon-to-be ex. Sorry, but until he changes his mind, if he does, you will have to accept this reality. Would stay. Best of luck to you. Comment 9. I had an affair, it felt great for a while. I would push my husband away. Somehow I managed to blame my husband for all of it. I took it out on my husband. Somehow I managed to resent him for what I was doing. And all the rest. You have started to understand what has happened, but you need to understand why. Because you have no chance with your H until you do, and probably don't even then. Many men have boundaries. Once they are crossed, something breaks. It's from within one's entire being and is not something one can reverse through mindfulness, SX or therapy. I suspect you have crossed this boundary for your H as he writes like someone of integrity and intelligence. It is not the act of the PA itself, but rather how you treated him and so casually cast him aside like a piece of trash. He'll probably never get over this. The self-entitled attitude you showed will prevent him from ever trusting again you, even if he wanted you back. And he seems to have passed through the indifference barrier where the disrespect shown destroys the trust and love. So what to do? You say you are truly sorry. I would work on yourself. Do things for others, such as volunteering or charity work, to rebuild yourself. In helping others you will find yourself and discover what true values really are. You will find fulfillment through this and become a better person. Over time you will come to terms with yourself, perhaps understand and learn from the wise and start to value what matters. Express your sorrow, regret, remorse and contrition, and then let your H see yourself becoming a better person through your actions. Become his friend over time through the co-parenting rather than seeking to become his lover. This is the only way he might come back. But it is unlikely. And it will take years.
Thanks for watching. Comment what do you think about this situation. Don't forget to like and subscribe.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.